give you a proof against what you just said.
What did you hear?
In Memphis at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, people arrive in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. In Memphis at 9 o'clock at night, people arrive in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
That's true.
There are people who are going to be late no matter when you...
Okay, I'm not going to argue now. You're right, but not necessarily for people that oversleep. Okay, but I'm not going to get involved in it. Okay, we are now on Membeis Amud Aleph. And we are looking for a pasuk again. To recap, we found a pasuk by Kachim that said, Shlichus of Shach Twice to Kol Kal Yisrael Das Ben Avoy, Kol Kal Das Yisrael Ben Avoyim. One person shechs for everybody's arrived for Shlichus. The Gemara responded that only works according to Yeshua Ben Karka, but according to Rabbi Edison, who says everyone in Kal Yisrael is partners in one Pesach. So, how do you see Shlichus? The Gemara says, well, the very fact that one person checked in for all Kal Yisrael.
That's a question. What do you see Shlichus? Why does one ask that?
Obviously, if one person checked. So, the Gemara answers that and says, our question is because maybe he's a partner in it. Meaning, the Gemara is leading up to the explanation of its question. All you see is that you can be a Shlichus when you're a partner. Who says you can't be a Shlichus? You can be a Shlichus. So, the Gemara said that we learn it out from the pasuk ish sad lebeis avos, that one person buys it for the whole family. So we see the concept of shlichus. You're buying it for somebody else. So to Gemara, we need that to say not a cotton. So the Gemara said there's two ishes: ish lefi achlai, ish lebeikulam, ish sad lebeis avos, and ish lefi achlai. That's what we got to yesterday. So at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yonason, Shlichus is proven that it works even with non-partners, because the Torah repeated it two times. One's by Shechita, and one's by buying. Both times you're partners, but the Torah wouldn't have to say it twice. So if you don't need it for when you're a partner, one of the psukim is to tell me even when you're not a partner. That's what we left it off yesterday, and we are up to the word Vakati. Now, to find the word Vakati on Membeis Amud Aleph, we'll have to do some line counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th line from the top. Correct the Gemara. Vakati mi boilei. I need the pasuk Ishlevi Achloi. I can't exclude cutting from there. I need it for something else. The Shaykhdin is a Pesach. Alayachin. Ishlevi Achloi tells me that one person can bring his own lamb. Ish levi achloi. A Pesach can be brought for one man, for as much as he eats. Meaning, a person can decide, I don't want to be part of a group. I'll eat the whole lamb myself and bring his own carbon Pesach. And how do I know that's allowed? Because the Pesach said, Yikhlev ish sed lebeis avos. Doesn't it say you have to be part of a group? The answer is it says, ish levi achloi, to tell me, you know, you can do it by yourself. So I don't have a pasuk of ish levi achloi to exclude cotton. So I need the other ish to exclude cotton. So I'm back to the question, where do I see shlichus when I'm not a partner? Again, we had extra psukim. We had a pasuk of shachtu for partnership. We had another pasuk of ish lebeis avos, again for partnership. But I don't need two psukim for partnership. But the Gemara asked, I need that to exclude cotton. The Gemara said, I exclude cotton for somewhere else. But it's not according to the Medisman the Amar, you don't exclude cotton. You use it to say that an individual can bring a carbon Pesach. And for the Gemara, Savala Kaman Damrein, Sharekhtin is a Pesach ala Yachin. Rabbi Yonason, who holds that Vashach to Isaac Kol Kaal Das Vein Nabayim, is talking about all of Kaal Yisrael bringing one carbon Pesach, holds that there is no Pesach by one individual. So Machloik is Tanoim. And therefore, he doesn't use Ish Levi Achloi to tell me one person can bring his own carbon Pesach. So he has an extra Ish, which allows him to learn out Shlichus, even if you're not a partner. Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, who learned Yishak Tuay Sikul Kala Ben Abayim, is talking about when you're not a partner, he could use Ish Levi Achloi to tell me that you check the Pesach Ala Yachid. Rabbi Yonason will not learn that Drasha. And Mamela, you're right. According to Rabbi Yonason, you cannot say that one individual brings his own carbon Pesach. Rashi, Vakati mi boilei, ish levi achloi tochoisu means the shech. The shech is a pesach ala yachid. V'lo yasu lo shlichus echid v'lo shayach. So I don't have an extra pasuk of shlichus. A shech is a pesach ala yachid. Rabbi Yehuda amra, It happens to be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Yalef Lo, and where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that out? Because it says, Leisucha Luzbayachas HaPesach Be'echad, Be'achad, Be'achad. And this is a juxtaposition of words. The Pasuk is saying, Leisucha Luzbayachas HaPesach Be'achad Sharecha. You cannot sell Shech the Pesach out of Yerushalayim. That's what the Pasuk is saying when you read it, when you're Mavis Sedra. Came along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, since the word Be'echad is written right after Pesach, we also darshan, do not shech the Pesach for one person. So Mamela Ishlevi Achle is not allowing one person because it's prohibited from another Pesach. But Yaitisim will hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
The Pasuk
The Pasuk Ish Levi Akle allows a Shechitas HaPesach for one person.
I understand it, but what's this guy saying? He's saying, I want
to... Not worry, he buys himself a lamb and doesn't say anything.
No, but my question is that he has to eat it by a certain period of time, right?
Like I said.
To finish the whole lamb.
Correct.
Right? So, I mean, he's saying this, it's a Metzias or... It's possible. How does this work?
I honestly never figured out how you can eat a lamb by night, but it does make a difference.
I'm just saying, what is it? Is it to say that you can't do it, it's because, it's not because it's not shyest not to do it, right?
Right. The one who says you can't do it has nothing to do with the possibility of eating or not eating. It's exerts
a custom. It's interesting that we're bringing this down because of that guy just now, what he did, that guy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You mean the kain and serf in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a cruise in the Shemaim that he ate all the night. There was no night served by his birth. Yeah.
I have no idea what you mean exactly. Yes.
According to Almighty Google, a newborn lamb will weigh 7 to 9 kilograms, 15 to 20 pounds. Now a lot of that's going to be bone and guts and various things which are.
Not throw it away, burned.
Yeah, I suppose. So, it's not...
Okay, fine. Again,
It's not a cow.
I understand. It's a little lamb bar. It can be 8 days old.
So if he... can't now has that puzzle available to learn that...
Ish will be awkward, not a cutting. Therefore, the other ish... tells me that you can be a shliach. You're just a base office. When you're a partner. But I have 2 psukim for partner, therefore one is used when you're not a partner. So, at this point, we really have found all sources of shlichus. And namely, there are 3 of them. Gerushin, which has a hekes to kedushin, we'll count that as 1. Truma, and kachim. We ended up saying the truma wasn't necessary to teach us halacha that a guy can't be a shliach. That was what we said. But the bottom line was, we have 3 sources for shlichus if we need them. That's what we did, and that remains. We finished that. Now the Gemara is bothered by the fact that there's an other source. Why do I need the 4th source? We didn't bring a 4th source so far. We bought 3. Gerushin, Truma, Kachim. The other one, why don't we use the other one? That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Frank the Gemara. How do I know the Shlichus works? This week's Parsha. Anybody that's looking for connections, this is this week's Parsha. It says that each Nasi was involved in Chalukas Haaretz. That means the Nasi was Zeicher for everybody in the Shevet. That means he was a Shliach of the Shevet to be Zeicher the land for the Shevet. There is a source for Shlichus. That's what Rav says. That's how I learned how the Shlichus works. Typically, Shlichus Mahacha. Why don't I learn how Shlichus from our sources that we had? Why do I need that as a source of Shlichus when I had my sources already? Gerushin, Truma, Kachim.
Remember you said we have 3 of them. That's because each one can't learn from the other.
But we learned then that the Truma could. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah,
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so fine. Whatever. You're being technical now. I don't mind. But we brought three sources. We didn't need all three. But we had three sources.
So now the question is, there's a fourth source, but I don't need it.
Correct.
So the question is, why do you bring it if you don't need it, you mean?
Correct. So, the Gemara of the Tisvah, the Shlichus, too? Is that a case of Shlichus? Was the Nasi? I don't know, I'm getting all these messages.
Well, what's the final
one?
Find what's going on? Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's fine. Frank the Gemara, is that Shlichus? That's not really Shlichus over there by the Chalukas Aretz. But Ketanim Nav Labalei Shlichus, Ketanim were involved also. There were Ketanim that received a share in Eretz Yisrael. And you can't be a Shlich for a Ketan. So anyway, that's not the regular shlichus. That's a total. That can't be the regular shlichus because a katan can't make a shliach. And the nasi was zeicha for everybody in the shevet, including those ketanim who got a share in the land. Ella, kiha de amar rabba rav hu amar rav gidl amar rav. What it's meant by the previous statement of Rav is what the next statement of Rav says. That is not the regular common shlichus. That's how long it goes, tzchia, where the person acts as you on your behalf without being appointed as a shliach. He acts automatically on your behalf. Shenemar, how do I know you can do that? So it's not the regular halach of shlichus, because you see over there was expanded to cotton. It was a special halacha. It's a new halacha called tzchia. That means I can be kinder for somebody without being appointed as an agent when it's good for him. So that we learn out from Chalukas Haaretz, that the Nesiim, for the benefit of all the people of the Shevet, were zaycha. They were not appointed as agents. They were not agents. It was tzchia. That a cotton can have. And therefore, has nothing to do with shlichus. That's why we need that source. That source doesn't teach us shlichus. Doesn't tell us it teaches shlichus, and at the same time, shlichus doesn't teach us that. It's a different avenue. It's called tzchia. Rashi.
Rashi.
Oh, the Rashi's waiting for us to read him. He's standing here and saying, read me.
He's waiting for my question also.
No, he's not. Zok Rashi. V'havanami ktanem b'doich le'arets. V'chei asoichem lehem b'toyer shluchem bo. And those who acquire it can act as shluchim, but my ain't shlichus l'katan. The guy that the shilach v'shilcha ishksev. Rashi says because the pasuk says a man makes a shliach, right? Says it by get that way. And ki yikach ishksev yigeresh. I mean, no yafina deina katan leish shliach. Ella hu lav vasu yishliach asa. Ella zochen l'adam shloi befonav asa. The ketanim shloi befonav dami. It's as if they never appointed the guy. The kivin the nachlas haaretz schusulahem, hoyz the chalukasim chaluka. So therefore, it's nothing to do with shlichus, and shlichus has nothing to do with that. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
The people that made the nasi a shliach with a kadosh baruch hu.
No, who says? Maybe the people appointed him afterwards to make the chalukah.
Everyone came into his house that night.
No, they all said, we want the Nazi to represent us. Maybe? Were you there?
Rabbi?
Yes.
How was it that Ketanim, why do we say Ketanim received their own? A separate portion for each Ketan? Even if
no.
He was already, or was already a family?
They were orphans.
All right, but if they were orphans...
Let me try to explain. Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to get involved in the Sugya Baba Basra, but simply put, the people that left Mitzrayim were entitled to a chelik of land in Eretz Yisrael. They did not survive to make it to Eretz Yisrael. it was given to them, and they, their children inherited from them. So if somebody were to die in the Midbar and leave over young orphans, they would get the chelik from their dad who's deceased. So they got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, not because of themselves, but because they were orphans of a deceased. And the Nasi was zeichet for them.
Well, who else was handling their affairs until then as a katan? Somebody else was handling their affairs for anything that needed to be handled. And therefore, say that, I'm sorry.
In the Midbar, there was no need for anybody to handle anybody's affairs. Nobody owned any land. And everybody got food every morning.
No change of diapers or clothes.
And they didn't have to go clothing shopping.
So there was no mechanism. So there was no mechanism by which they needed any adult who could have in turn appointed a shaliach for them for their land. So that was just irrelevant.
And as far as I know, correct.
Okay.
That's your question.
Along the same line, so what was the job of the Nasi?
The Nasi had a lot of jobs.
This particular job
is he was acquiring the chelik of Reuven for Shevet Reuven, and Shimon's Nasi acquired the chelik of Shimon for Shevet Shimon.
No, the Yosef and Triumph didn't get it yet. They needed someone, an intermediary like a
Nasi. Well, it was given. When they got to Eretz Yisrael, the land was split according to the Yitz in Mitzrayim.
And then the Nasiim, their job was to...
But they didn't go, again, they had a lot of jobs. This job was, the first job was, to acquire the land for their shevet.
Okay, so it had to be an acquisition done.
Correct.
Which was?
Which, right.
The Gairo. The Ruach HaKodesh, there were a lot of things going on there.
What active...
I don't know.
Okay, and also, this question about the Katanim, have there been asked, I don't know, staff from other things, like any of the Katanim that were brought in the Midbar?
Who said the Katanim had anything to do with that? Who involved Katanim till now? Where was there any mention of a Katanim?
Right, this is the first time we mentioned
him. Because there was no reason to mention him till now, because he wasn't a gay. He doesn't get married, he doesn't get divorced.
And a Korban Pesach in the Midbar one time, right?
Kartanim have no chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach.
Okay.
Pashtun.
I did not know that.
Kartanim and a chai the mitzvahs. A 12-year-old is not chai the mitzvahs. In any mitzvah. Yes.
Who says that? In Achanan, who says that if there's no father, who says that this kid has land until
the Gemara assumes so. You'll have to ask the Gemara how they knew that.
I'm asking.
I have no idea. The Gemara is saying they were saying, I have no idea where the Gemara got that from. But I assume the Gemara said everybody got a chelik, including Tadam. Yes, doctor. Okay, and now, this Gemara serves as a big raya to Machloikas Rishaynim. There's a big Machloikas Rishaynim throughout Shas. Whether Schia is a separate entity, or Schia means you're an automatic agent. Is Schia you're an agent because it's good for the guy, so it's like he appointed you? Or is Schia a new thing, that without appointment, you can just work for somebody else without the concept of shliach? This is a raya that the Rishayim bring, that it's a new entity. Because here's the Gemara asking, how does it work? And the Gemara said, it can't work as shlichus because it's a katan, must be a tzchia. This is the raya the Rishayim bring to that. This is a raya. The Rishayim who hold tzchia is an agency, have to get out of this Gemara. So what they say is that this is the Havamina of the Gemara. But at the end of the Gemara, which we didn't get to yet, there won't be a proof that Tzchiyah is a different entity. And therefore, according to the end of the Gemara, it could be that Tzchiyah is part of Shlichus. That's one of the ways they answer it. There are different Rishayim that answer it differently. I'm just pointing out that this is one of the sources of those who say Tzchi is a separate entity. Clearly, the Gemara says it can't be Shlichas and Tzchi, that means Tzchi is not Shlichas. Those who say Tzchi is Shlichas have to deal with this Gemara. Zak the Gemara Vait. Frank the Gemara Vitisbara. How do you understand this whole thing? Schusi? Hachai Benami Yikah. Why are you saying that it was good for the Ketanim to get a share? It's not true. It might have been detrimental for them, meaning the Ikka de Nichele Bahar, Velo Nichele Bebika, Bika de Nichele Bebika, Velo Nichele Bahar. Who says they wanted the chelik they got? The Nasi acquired for them a chelik. It might be not what they wanted. Had they been adults and had their own say, they would have said, I don't want that share. I wanted a different share.
They could say that.
Well, why not?
Because they got to divide the land.
But that means don't call it Tzchiyah.
You get some Afachalka, you're getting part of
it. I get it. You want to give Musa, you'll give it to somebody else to say Musa Shmuz now. I'm not interested. I mean, no offense, but I'm not interested in some Afachalka now. Everybody's some Afachalka. Again, if it's agency, you make an agent. He does what you told him to be your agent. He does, whether you like it or not, he made him an agent. But if it's Chiyah, it has to be something you're 100% maskim to. Zakta Gemara, Ela Kedir Rabba Barav Huna. Rabba Barav Huna. Amarav Huna. Amarav. Minayin li yasayimim shebo lachlik benich seaviyam. Shebezim amidim lam apotropis. Lochu veliskais. Okay.
This was a present. Right? This was a present, right?
What?
Somebody gives you a present. Oh, why don't you give me that instead?
Again, every yid was entitled to Chalukas Haaretz.
As a present.
From Hashem.
As a present.
But who decides what present you got?
Hashem.
No, he did not. The Nasi decided which part of the land you got.
The Garbo.
The Garbo decided which Shevet got what. Then within the Shevet, the Nasi gave Pliny this, and Pliny that, and Pliny that, and Pliny that. There were 46,725, I just made up that number, Yidden and Shevet Ruvain, that decided to have to divide Chelik Ruvain. Who's splitting that up?
I don't know if he was.
No? Okay, well, the Gemara says he was. I'll let you know. Again, you seem to be writing your own Gemara today. I have no problem.
Sean's thinking to do it so can I. Number two is that, what do you mean? When he was giving the land, the har, to this person, he's doing it on his own?
What else?
Is that with the Goyrul?
The Goyrul was made for the Chalukas of the Shvatim.
That's where it stops?
I don't know. It doesn't mention any other Goyrul in my book. You know, you're learning Parshas Pinchas. In Ateres Imi, what does it say over there in Parshas Pinchas?
Okay, I'm not there yet. We're getting there soon.
Okay. It's this week's Parsha. You Mav Sedra?
Rabbi Musa, I thought it was a little... No, I'm serious. You tell this guy, he's not in Musa, no Musa now. But to me, you can give Musa, I don't come.
I wasn't giving Musa, I thought you were learning the Parsha at some. Yes?
So, cutting down a chale with an Eretz Yisrael, he walked into Eretz Yisrael, right? He was not one of the tzeh, he'll say, let me try him. He goes into Eretz Yisrael, and he's a... By the time they finished, they were 14 years old. So anybody walked in there, it's already a good one.
No, everybody walked in there, so it might have been a cotton. By the time he finished the Chalukah, right, he might have been a god, but not everybody got it at one time. There were people that got it earlier, people got it later.
So if a father comes in with a son, do they both get... Hey,
I'm not learning Hilchas Chalukas Haaretz now. There's a whole Sugya Baba Basra, three Mandi Amrim and how it works. There's a Rashi in this week's Parsha, and a Ramban who argues in how Chalukas Haaretz happened. See Parshas Pinchas, this week's Parsha, L'Rav Tarba Nachlosai, L'Amad Tamid Nachlosai, Ish Lufi, whatever it is, the Pasuk. There's three opinions exactly how Chalukah works. There's a whole sugi on Yesh Naichlin in the 8th Parak of Baba Basra. It's really not for here, I think it's a week. Yes?
Nay, correct me if I'm incorrect, because I believe I recall at least one source that says that each person had their own, on leaving Egypt, each person had their own chelik
in the same way that each person had their own portion of mun, which was identifiable. But that's
I never saw that again. I can't argue with you because I can never say it doesn't say. I can only say never saw anybody that said that it was identifiable before they entered Eretz Yisrael.
I mean,
never saw anybody that said that.
The Nazi certainly is absolutely necessary to give it over to them.
Again, I never saw anybody that says it. To me, that's a chiddush nifla. If you find it, please show it to me.
I could very well be that I'm making it up.
Now, again, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to say that it doesn't exist. Reb Chaim Kanievsky could sit here and say, I'm Babli, it's not Yerushalmi, it's not there, it's not there. And to me, I only know it's not a Kedusha Membeza Medalef, that's all I know. Barely.
One of the most important things someone has is the ability to say whether they know what they're talking about, or whether they think it, whether it may be, or whether it's complete fantasy.
I don't know, I never heard it before. Anyway, back to this Gemara. Let me say what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say it was a special halakha by a Nasi. Because every time a Nasi dealt with Ksadim, automatically there's a chance that the Katan wouldn't like it. That's life. And therefore, the Torah empowered the Nasi to do something that might not be beneficial for the Katan. It was a special halakha. And we build halakha l'maisa off of that. And therefore, don't bring a raya from Shlichus, and don't call it Tzchiya. It might be good, it might not be good. The Torah empowered the Nasiim to do what has to be done. End of story. It's not Tchiyah. It might be bad for the Katan. That's life. The Torah said to the Nasi, do your best. End of story. Nafkamina is Bizman Azer. Rachmana Litzlan, somebody dies and leaves over 3 Yisayimim Ketanim. Right? How do we split it up? What do we do? One's 8, and one's 7, and one's 6. So Bezin appoints a guardian for each one of them. The 8-year-old gets guardian A, the 7-year-old gets guardian B, the 6-year-old gets guardian C. The guardians get together, and they split the land up. Now, who says that the cotton, when he grows up, will be happy with the way it was split up? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. And the Gemara is going to get involved, whether when they get older, can they say, well, we want to redo this. But we learn that source from the Nisim. Just like the Torah empowered the Nasi to do it, Bezin empowers the Apotropos. Each one looks out for his client, and they do the best they can. And the Gemara is going to have a shaila whether the Ketanim can redo it when they get older. But the Nasiim did it, and it was done, final. Nobody could redo it. But there's no halach of Shchi anymore, and it's not Shlichus, it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, a one-time Gzeres HaKosov, that the Torah allowed the Nasiim to do it, even if it wasn't 100% beneficial. We use that Gzeres HaKosov as a source for our rabbinic takana to take care of Yisayimim, to have Apotropsin split it up. We see they did it then, so the Rabbanim follow it now. Except it's questionable, can it be redone later or not?
Well,
can I please read the Gemara?
What are they taking time for?
Because Gedalim do their own Chalukah.
I thought you said was doing it, this.
The Nasi did it for everybody, including Ketanim.
Including Gedalim.
Yeah, but the Gedalim could pipe up.
So let them pipe up.
Ketanim can't pipe up.
Yeah, but let's say the Gedalim piped up.
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I don't know whether they were allowed to voice an opinion of that matter. I don't know. I know Ketanim didn't. Now think about it. Let's read it inside. Tamar Rav Amar Vuna Amar Gidla Amar Amin Ayli Yisayim Shem Alach Lik Benichsi Avim Shem Besim Abitin Lam Apotropos Lochu Veliskais. In fact, the Gemara, Lochu, to do bad? Am I? Why would we want to do bad to the assignment? It might end up bad. The intention is good. Rashi. It's not only a schus that is for Gedalim. Even if it ends up being detrimental, but their intention is to do good. Rishon bez and latas lehem kihacha, like by the Nazi. The leschusim benachlebo v'yav abi shekhalu kazu chayvasam. It might be bad. The ikud leinichal lebechelik shlein avoloi. Avilochi lahadu. They were stuck with that. Lachem amai. If it's going to end up bad for the assignment, why are we appointing a guardian to hurt the assignment? We appoint the apotropos to get involved in the din and argue for their benefit. If it ends up being bad, what can we do? Like we said, some people like mountains and some people like valleys. Now, by the Nisim, when the Ketanim got older, they couldn't do anything about it. Now we're going to get involved. How about Bizman Azeh, when Bazan appoints Apotropsim, we are leaving the Sugya of Shlichas, at least for the moment, and the Sugya of Shchiya, and therefore the Maskan of the Gemara wasn't Shchiya, it was a special Xeris HaKosov. So, how about Bizman Azeh? If Bazan appoints Apotropsim and they do it, and then when the kids get older, they say, one of the kids said, it's not fair to me, let's do it again. Do they have that power or not? That's the Shiloh.
Why do you think it's not Zechia now? Why do you say, why?
Because it might not be what they want.
It could be. It's still Zechia, but it's unique in that they couldn't.
It's not Zechia. The guy's entitled. Let's forget about Eretz Yisrael for a second. The father died. Each of these Yisraelim are entitled to 33% of the land. They each have their own wants and desires. It's not right. They own 33% of the estate, and now they're being given something they don't agree to.
You don't want to hear some math of Chalkos, so let's go back.
Again, Dr. Harris, I agree with you. I hope you don't understand. I'm not against the math of Chalkos. But you can't ask a question.
Here.
You ever hear people fighting over money? You ever hear such a concept? Ever occur to you that some people disagree about money?
I hear.
Like it.
Did Rebbe just say this was not a Zohar, this was a Xeris HaKosuv, and therefore it's not... That's
good. It's Eretz HaKosuv by Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael, correct.
So they're not Zohar.
It's not the regular Halacha of Zechiya.
What is regular Halacha of Zechiya?
That I can do something that I know is good for you.
Because every time we've talked in the past about Zohar, Adam Shmuel is one.
That's when I know it's good for you.
In other words, the person has to be sure.
Well, it's for sure good. If somebody wants to give you a present, it's good. Most cases of Zechiya is that we know it's good.
And if it's not good for them?
Then it's not Zohar L'Adam. Then it doesn't work.
How does it get over us?
It's a Nasi Echad. And the Gemara explains, each one of these, if you notice, let me just point something out. The first statement said, Amar Avakid Lamarav. The second statement said, Amar Avuna. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav. And the third statement said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. Same as the second statement, Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav. Each statement is explaining the previous statement. It's all Rav Gidla Amar Rav. It's the same Rav. And Rav Gidla, and then Rav Bar Rav Huna. It's being expanded on and explained to us. Whereas if we only had the first statement, we read it one way, then we got the second statement, we got a bigger insight into it, then we got the third statement and saw that this was totally different.
I'm saying, bottom line is, you go to Rav now and say, how do you know Zechon Adam Shalom B'Fonah?
He would not say this.
He wouldn't say this.
By the way, he never said that. He said, the second statement said that. The first one said, Shluchah Shalom B'Kamaisa.
No, the second one, Zechon Adam Shalom B'Fonah.
Correct.
He would never say that right now?
Not necessarily, no, because it wasn't necessarily good there. Now, maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. Depends if your old Shchiya is a new thing or Shchiya part of Shlichus. Goes back to that Machlokes Rishonim now. Those who learn Shchiya Matam Shlichus learn that It's just the regular halacha of shlichus. Except it was exeris hakasiv there. Those who learn tchiyah is a new thing, learn enochanami. This is a new concept called tchiyah. Again, it's a machlokes rishonim.
So that means that if the Kerem come back and complain about it, it was bad for them.
In Eretz Yisrael, correct. But the Rabbanim built on that Xeris HaKosov and allowed guardians to split up land for Yisayimim. And the next piece of Gemara is going to deal with, do they have the power to redo? Dr. Gemaravite. Amar Rav Nachman, by the way, just because it was brought up, I have to mention it. There was a Yidden in Chicago named Jack Reichenbach, Yanko Reichenbach. His yard site's coming up. He lost hundreds of thousands of dollars and never went to a Din Torah. Never went to fight for his, he was a very wealthy man. Never went to a Din Torah. Never wanted to argue about money. Sameach Bechalkai. Right. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Yisayimim shebo lachlug b'nichsi aviyim. Yisayimim that came to split nichsi aviyim. Besim amidim lam apetrapas, uberim lam chelik yafa. And each one does the best. Meaning each one represents his client. It's three attorneys arguing it out, each one looking for the benefit of their client. B'migdilu yichaylam limchais. Shmuel said, when they get older, they can say, no, we want to do it differently. Rav Nachman didei amar, imegdilu eni michayim lemchais. If they get older, obviously if all three agree to do it again, they can do it again. But one cannot force it. Why? Dimkei makayach bezen yafa. Rav Nachman says, really they have a right to ask for it to be done again. But then you're undermining the power of bezen. Here is the thing that bezen authorized. Bezen stood on top of it and stamped approval. And now, 2 years later, one kid goes up and says, I want to do it again. That means you're undermining the power of Bezen. So Rav Nachman disagreed with Shmuel. He said, we don't allow anything to be redone. Tough. Bezen's power works. We're not going to let it be redone.
Why did Rabbi say that? They all three agree that they
because if they all three agree, we can agree to anything.
You can't do an oath back.
Whoa, second. What the hell? Anything that doesn't have an argument, people can do themselves. You can decide to change a chair for a table. It's not my business. The question here is, can one guy get up and say, let's do it again, and the other two say, no, we don't want to do it again? Can one be Micah? They're not being Micah, they can trade.
Trading is fine, but they don't like, they all want to, but they can't agree on what they should do.
Yeah, if they can't agree, so we're back to the fact that obviously some are happy and some are not. If none are happy, they want to do it again, gesunte heit. We're not going to get involved if the three agree to do whatever they want. It's a trade. It's only one doesn't want to do it. Then we have a question of pulling the rug, pulling the plug and saying it didn't work. Bezen said it did work. So that's a machloek is called, do you go by Makayach Bezen Yafa? You don't go by Makayach Bezen Yafa. We had a similar machloek at the beginning of this perek. Sorry, I'm mixing up Daf Yomi and things. We had it in Gittin when there was a halacha that you can't be mavato or get only in front of Bezen, only in front of the lady or only in front of the shliach. Right. There was a question, what if you didn't listen to the Takana? We say Makayach Bezen Yafa. This is a machloikas that exists in a number of places in Shas. How much do we empower a Bezen? Rashi. We do our best. Frek the Gemara, Miyislam, Rav Nachman, became Makayach Bezen Yafa. Does Rav Nachman hold that we don't undermine the power of Bezen? But not. Shum hadayanim, shepichsu shlish shtus ayasiru shtus. Mechron batu, Reb Shimon Gamliel emer mechron kayim. What happened was, somebody owed somebody money. Reuven owed Shimon $1,000. He didn't pay. Bezen stepped in and said, Shimon can collect the field. We need evaluation of what the field is worth. Bezen evaluated the field to be worth X amount. Now we find out that Bezen made a mistake in their evaluation of at least a sixth of its value. bad mistake. Minor mistake is one thing. This is a sixth. They made a mistake in a sixth. They said it's worth $1,000, and it was worth $1,300. So what happens now? The guy is saying, you took away more than I owe. The halacha is mechram batul. Tanna Kamma says, got to redo it again. Not fair. Bezen did it. Tough luck. Now we don't say Makayach Bezen Yafa. So it's a contradiction of Rav Nachman. Here he passes Makayach Bezen Yafa, and there he doesn't. Rashi, Shuma Dayanim. Shishamu Nichse Leiva Lamalva Shloibif Neileiva. They did it when the Leiva wasn't in town. Or Shloimi died to her, he didn't agree. Mishullah have a tzayis dinner. He wasn't paying. They told him he owed him money, he refused to pay. So they went, they took his field. And they took it for a greater amount, or for mistake. Machloikas. And Rav Nachman passes, we don't say Machloik Ben Yava. It's a contradiction of Rav Nachman. And the Gemara like Hashem. It makes him, by they make a mistake. We don't stand behind Bezen. In the case of Chaluka, they didn't make a mistake. They tried their best to get everybody a good share. There was no error made. It's each guy has his own needs and wants. And therefore, there we say that they can redo it again. So why is the guy upset? If he got the value, so the Gemara, they don't like the side they got. They don't like the hill, whatever it is. There's other things that even though it's the same monetary value, doesn't appeal to the person. Rashi. Hada ta'u, hada picha shtosai haizim. Beruchais misha nafalei chelik bedarim, amelei naich li chelik betzafen. Shahaisit laisam sada smucha la shenafalei meimai. He likes the north because that's where he has a field that he got from his mother. He has another field there. So to him, having a field in the north is worth more. Not because it's bats and worth more, but because to him, he has a personal reason why he wants it there.
Everybody got the field
that had
the same value. Three
brothers got. Everyone. There's no. I'm getting involved in Bukhari now. I'm not getting involved in that.
I'm not talking about Bukhari, but the idea that each one had equal.
100% equal. But these are honest apotropsim that are doing it, each one representing their client, and they did a fair, equitable job.
So when it's a Bika or Harim, whatever, it's just the location was.
Exactly.
Did the Gemara say that we have Mazel, that we have Rebbe as our Rebbe, we live in this city, we're by this school, we're by this shul, all these things are predestined?
Right. So may I have a call,
guys? No, I'm not going there at all. That kind of stuff I don't talk about. What I am saying is that, so if you got the Bika and you got the Har, that is predestined. What the Kalma means, how are we supposed to have Rebbe as Rebbe? Why isn't he in Toronto now? Because we're supposed to have him. That's why it's in Cleveland. That's why we're doing the Yishum Shabbos. All these things are predestined.
I'm not going to answer what that is. But the answer is, when you get into people want a different chelik. They don't think about the fact that it was predestined. They want to know what their rights are.
Those aren't your rights.
Why not? Maybe it's predestined the other way, exactly.
And these guys trying to undermine it.
They didn't do it on purpose. These are apotropsim that were on it.
That's where the braver thing comes from.
Again, I don't tell you. You know, if people walked around your way and Dr. Harrison's way, then they'd entirely be out of business. Exactly. Long ago.
What do you mean? How about a chalitza?
Okay, you have it once in a while. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen often. Baruch Hashem. There would never be a monetary case. Everybody would be happy. Nobody would ever go to Din Torah.
Rabbi Reichenbach.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, but they wrote it up about him. Obviously, most people aren't that way.
Book about him?
No, there's an article coming out. I happen to see a pre-copy of it.
this agav for Levine's yortzeit soon.
Today.
Soon?
Today is for you to Levine's yortzeit. Yes.
It was
1 year.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, today is his yortzeit. Yes, correct. Okay. Talk to my bye time, Rav Nachman Achim Shechoku, Harahim Kilukuchas. Okay. So now we get involved in a different story. Forget about Bezen. Bezen's not involved. Brothers get together, they split up the land, and then they realize there was a mistake in evaluation. Nothing to do with Bezen. Plain mistake in evaluation.
Who made a mistake?
Whoever they hired to do the evaluation, or whoever they themselves made the mistake. No Bezen involved. You know, people make mistakes. Happens. It's like a sale. Pachas mishtos, if the mistake is less than a sixth, nikna mekach. You don't redo. Yeser ashtos, if it's more than a sixth, batul mekach. You start from scratch. Shtos, kano magzreina. If it's a mistake of a sixth, we leave it as is, but the one who got cheated, not necessarily cheated the mason, but the one who lost out gets reimbursed. This is the halacha by a sale. If I sell you a table that's worth $10 for $10.25, tough luck on you. If I sell to you for $12, which is a shtus, the sale is valid. I have to reimburse you $2. If I sell to you for $13, the sale is batal. That's the halacha by mekach. Less than a shtus, forget about. Shtus, the kinyan is good, give back the money. More than a shtus, the mekach is batal. So we're saying, by a chalukah of Yerusha, it's the same halacha. The brothers sold it to each other. Therefore, go with the halachas of a sale. If it's a mistake of less than a shtus, this is life. I'm sorry?
I thought there was no din of
oinah by
a
car. Ah, why didn't get involved in that? We'll have to wait till Monday morning for that. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. And Lina and I will write the text.
That doesn't apply for Bezen,
are they
the same thing?
No, Bezen is Makayach Bezen Yafet. It's a different story. That's because Bezen was involved.
But if it was more than a
stick, that's what the Makayach the two Tanoim, whether we say Makayach Bezen Yafet or not.
Are we writing a test now?
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what Cleveland looks like?
Vaguely.
Cleveland looks like?
I'm in Lakewood. How could I compare?
don't disrupt the rabbi. Yeah. Rabbi's trying to write the test.
He only has 30 seconds.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Or he's busy. Good Shabbos business.